showtime.
Showtime.
Not to come back to stop.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's the picture that got small.
Kind of a big deal.
Hello? Got the painting, King.
With great power.
Painting, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Comes great result, Wizard Harry.
What are we doing live?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Echoes of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts, it's the life in your men.
Life.
Love. Ever dance with the devil and
rise away?
What have you done to his eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. I'm Jan, your mnemonic man, and today's episode will be on the insanely adventurous, innovative, and probably America's most celebrated author, Mark Twain. Adventurous because he visited a myriad of countries all around the world in a time where travel was both difficult and time-consuming. And just to name a few of the countries he did visit, some included England, Italy, Hawaii, Fiji, Australia, New Zealand, Sri Lanka, India, Mauritius, South Africa, Sweden, and Canada, along with many, many more. He was also an inventor and innovator and was heavily invested in a plethora of projects and ideas along with his own patents. But of course, what he was most well known for is his influence on literature and culture. His books captured the common man with his style of sharp wit, humour and thought-provoking social commentary. But it would be remiss of me if I didn't mention the number of quotes under his name. The volume is incredible. So I will just go through what I think is my top seven, and they are: number one, politicians and diapers must be changed often and for the same reason. Number two, when the end of the world comes, I want to be in Kentucky. They're always 20 years behind everything. And number three, travel is fatal to prejudice. Number four, never argue with stupid people. They will drag you down to their level and beat you with experience. Number five, it is better to keep your mouth closed and let people think you are a fool, rather to open it and remove all doubt. And number six, giving up smoking is the easiest thing in the world. I know, because I've done it thousands of times. And the classic, number seven, God created war so that Americans could learn geography. So today's mnemonic will be on Mark Twain's top five books. So with that being said, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. Samuel Langhorne Clemens, known by his pen name Mark Twain, was an American writer, humorist, and essayist. He was praised as the greatest humorist the United States has produced, with William Faulkner calling him the father of American literature. His novels include The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and its sequel, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, with the latter often called the Great American Novel. Twain also wrote A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court and Pudd'nhead Wilson, and co-wrote The Gilded Age, A Tale of Today, with Charles Dudley Warner. Twain was raised in Hannibal, Missouri, which later provided the setting for both Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. He served an apprenticeship with a printer early in his career and then worked as a typesetter, contributing articles to his older brother Orion Clemens' newspaper. Twain then became a riverboat pilot on the Mississippi River, which provided him with the material for Life on the Mississippi. Soon after, Twain headed west to join Orion in Nevada. He referred humorously to his lack of success at mining, turning to journalism for the Virginia City Territorial Enterprise. He first achieved success as a writer with the humorous story The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County, which was published in 1865. The short story brought him international attention, and as his fame grew, he became a much sought-after speaker. His wit and satire, both in prose and in speech, earned praise from critics and peers, and Twain was a friend to presidents, artists, industrialists, and European royalty. Although Twain initially spoke out in favour of American interests in the Hawaiian Islands, he later reversed his position, going on to become vice president of the American Anti-Imperialist League from 1901 until his death in 1910, coming out strongly against the Philippine-American War and colonialism. Twain earned a great deal of money from his writing and lectures, but invested in ventures that lost most of it, such as the page compositor, a mechanical typesetter that failed because of its complexity and imprecision. He filed for bankruptcy in the wake of these financial setbacks, but in time overcame his financial troubles with the help of Standard Oil executive Henry Huddleston Rogers. Twain eventually paid all his creditors in full, even though his declaration of bankruptcy meant he was not required to do so. He was born shortly after an appearance by Halley's Comet and predicted that his death would accompany it as well, dying a day after the comet was at its closest to Earth. Now on to today's mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic today for Mark Twain, top five books, is Tartar. Now, tartar is spelled a little bit different to the tartar on your teeth. It's T-A-R-T-A. It's just missing the R. So for this one, we picture Mark Twain smoking his 22 cigars a day, which he did, and developing a special type of cigar tartar on his teeth as a result. So we'll get into it. For the tartar, we take the T for The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, the A, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, the R, Roughing It, the T, The Gilded Age, and the A, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. And we'll just go over that one more time. So that's the mnemonic for Mark Twain, top five books. And the mnemonic is Tartar. For the tartar, we take the T for The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, the A, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, the R, Roughing It, the T, The Gilded Age, and the A, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. Now on to
five fun facts.
And the first fun fact today, fact number one. Mark Twain was lucky to make it to childhood. He was born 2 months premature in Florida, Missouri in 1835. But after being born premature, he was frail and sick until the age of 7 years old. He was one of seven children, of which only three survived to adulthood. And fact number two. Further tragedy struck when Twain was working as an apprentice steamboat pilot on the Mississippi River. He managed to get his 19-year-old brother, Henry, a job aboard the boat, which was called the Pennsylvania. Sadly, a boiler exploded and the boat burned on the Mississippi, killing 160 passengers and crew members, along with Twain's brother, Henry. And fact three. Now to his pen name. He adopted the name in 1863 from his steamboating days. Mark Twain was an expression used by crewmen on steamboats, which meant 2 fathoms or 12 feet, which was the ideal or safe depth of water for a steamboat. And fact number four. Mark Twain and holding on to money did not go together. He made a lot of it, but lost more. Some notable mentions are on an engraving process, a magnetic telegraph, a steam pulley, the Fredonia Watch Company, railroad stocks, a typesetting machine, and a publishing company. Ironically, along the way, he was offered a chance to invest in one of the greatest inventions in history, the telephone, but unfortunately turned down the creator, Alexander Graham Bell. And the last fact, fact number five. Huckleberry Finn is based on a real person. This man was Tom Blackenship, who grew up with Twain in Hannibal. He was known as the town drunk and was from a poor family. No one knows definitively what happened to Tom later in life, but there are suggestions he became a justice of the peace in Montana and other reports that he was jailed for theft and died of cholera. Now on to
the three-question quiz.
And the first question, question number one. What was the first book Mark Twain published? And your options are The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County, Roughing It, or The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. And question two. How many patents did Mark Twain have, and what were they for? And I'll give you a couple of hints here. First hint is bra, and the second hint is book. And question number three. Mark Twain received an honorary degree from what university? And your options are Yale University, Harvard University, or Oxford University. And we do have a bonus question, and that question is, what pen name did Samuel Clemens use other than Mark Twain? And your options are Thomas Jefferson Snodgrass, John Adams Ant, or George Washington Hearst. It's now time to recap that mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for Mark Twain top five books is Tartar. For the Tartar, we take the T for The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, the A, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, the R, Roughing It, the T, The Gilded Age, and A, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, what was the first book Mark Twain published? And your options were The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County, Roughing It, or The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. And the first book that Mark Twain published was The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. And question number two, how many patents did Mark Twain have, and what were they for? And I did give you a hint here. The first hint was bra, and the second hint was book. And Mark Twain had two patents, and the first one was for improvements in adjustable and detachable straps for garments, which was patent number 121,992. And the other one was for a self-pasting scrapbook, and that was patent number 140,245. And question three. Mark Twain received an honorary degree from what university? And your options were Yale University, Harvard University, or Oxford University. And Mark Twain received an honorary degree from Oxford University. And our bonus question, what pen name did Samuel Clemens use other than Mark Twain? And your options were Thomas Jefferson Snodgrass, John Adams Ant, or George Washington Hearst. And the other pen name that Samuel Clemens used was Thomas Jefferson Snodgrass. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is chagrin, and that is spelt C-H-A-G-R-I-N. And the meaning according to dictionary.com is a feeling of vexation marked by disappointment or humiliation. And our simple example today is, much to Mark Twain's chagrin, he filed for bankruptcy. However, to his credit, he managed to eventually pay all his creditors in full. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. Again, if you have a suggestion of a mnemonic that you have created, send it to themnemonictree@gmail.com. Every 10 weeks, we will announce a winner for the mnemonic of the month, which may be used in future episodes. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.